We are learning Masechet Gittin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. We are starting from the new Mishnah on top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Kosel Agarish is Ishtoi. Someone had a get written, the get was signed, but he did not give it yet. The Nimlach. And he saw he's not going to give it. Beshami Oimrim Postel Menakuna. She is Postel from Kuna now. That means there's something called Reach HaGet, which everyone agrees to, but Beshami is Mechadish that Reach HaGet is even in this case. Reach get means, even though it's not a complete get, it will already make the Isha into a Grusha, and you know, a Grusha is also to a Kayin, so by Reach get alone is enough, even if it's a smell of a get, it's enough to pass her. Beshami says that even writing a get, without giving the get, is enough, and it's called a Reach get. Therefore, if the husband subsequently dies, she will be also to a Kayin, because she's considered a Grusha, just from this writing of the get. And even more, if she's married to a Kayin, she'll have to get divorced now, because they wrote the get, and therefore that's called Reach HaGet, and she becomes possible from Kuno just from writing the get. Not only writing a get is nothing, even if you give her a get, actually give her a get, but the get was out tonight, you have to give 200 zuz, and she never gave 200 zuz. She's not possible, she's not considered a Gerusha until she actually gets a get. And there's certain cases where she gets a get, and the get might be possible, that'll be Reach HaGet. But in this case, if it's a Tanai, and there's clearly a Tanai, therefore it will not even be Reach HaGet. So we have Mikatsa El Akatsa. Beshami says, Pasul Makudo just by writing the get. Basil says, even if you give the get, as long as there was a Tanai attached to it, then the halacha is that if the Tanai was not Makuyim, it's not Pasul from Kuna. So talk to Gemara. Shalach Rav Yosef, Reid Rav Nashi, Medvil Shmuel. Yiladin Rabbeinu, teach us. Yotzalav Koil Ish Ploini, Koyin Kasigel Ishtai. Let's say there's a Koil that a certain person, he's a Koyin, he wrote a get to his wife. And they're still living together, and she is taking care of him. So they're still together. Now, what's the halacha? Could they stay together or not? There's a koil here that there was a get. So do you make them separate or not? So he answered the shayla. He said, Teitze, let them go out because of the koil. But I still have to look into it. This thing still needs a bedika to see if Taka, she should leave him or not. So Mahi, what's the Shaila? Ilay Mavatan Kala, Ilay Mavatan Kala. What is the Shaila maybe? Are you Mavatan Kala or not Mavatan Kala? Here all it was with Kala, rumor, that they wrote a get. So the question was, so Shmuel said, you know, right now let them separate and let me look into it. Let's see if we're going to Mavatan Kala or not. Freak the Gemara, now Adoy asked you the Shmuel. Nardoy is the city of Shmuel. Shmuel was the biggest rav in that city. Nardoy the minig was that they were not vatakol. Why not? They didn't stop any koil pre'achshad. So they tzio koil shmechzikim de'ovre avera. That they didn't want to have a koil that this bezdin always helps out the ovre avera. Therefore, it was a koil. They didn't subdue the koil. They left the koil. They left the koil the way it is. So that can't be the suffix. So what was the suffix of Shmuel? Ella, the suffix was like this: the korolei l'nasina k'siva. When there's a koil that they wrote a get, does that mean they gave the get or stam they wrote the get? Remember, according to Beis Shammai, writing gets a problem, but according to Beis Hillel, writing gets nothing. So here, it really had to be a giving of the get. When there was a rumor that there was a k'siva get, what does that mean? What's pshat in that rumor? Is that rumor is a giving a get or not? So he says, let's see if they call Nesina Ksiva. Did they call giving a get, writing a get? If someone, it was a rumor, someone wrote a get to his wife, does that mean he gave the get or not? Even if you're right, they say when someone gives a get, they call it writing a get. But sometimes writing a get alone is writing a get also. So why here are you choshed? Maybe say that this writing means mamish only writing, not Nesina. Zogdamar in. Dimiglaya Milsa, the Karl Nesina Ksiva, if we know that they call Nesina Ksiva, so then we are Choshish Dilma Nosan Kamar, and the Loch will be is Teitze. Then we are Choshish for this. We are Choshish Dilma Kosova Nosan Kamar, some of the Gersam. And then the Loch will be Teitze. So, like upon the Gemara is coming out like this, that they asked Shmuel Shaila, there was a rumor that Ish Plainy Kayan Kosagela Ishtai, does she have to leave or not? So Shmuel says, let me look into it. What if you look into it? If you look at that coil, that city, when there's a koil of ksivas again, does that mean nesina? If it means nesina, then you will be choshish. Break the Gemara of Amar Rav Ashi called kol the bas in a sun like chashin le. Rav Ashi said that if someone's happily married, then there's a koil afterwards. We are not choshish for koil to be moitzi the person from the way he is. For example, if there's a koil that someone got mekudeshus leplaini, someone got a kedusha from someone. Luck is that she's considered usher now to marry anyone else because she's considered mekudeshus like that. But the Gemara says, in Hamagarish that if the koil came after she's already married to someone, then we're not choshish for that koil. A koil can't mess up someone's marriage, basically. So here, this Isha was married to a kohen, and because of a koil, you want to be mitzi her from her husband. If someone's married right now, as a koil alone, is not going to be mitzi from the husband. You know what the case here is? There was a rumor when this lady was married to the kohen that he wrote a get. And writing get means a rumor that he gave a get. That's what was said. So the halacha is teitzit. Teitzit doesn't mean from this husband, because this husband is already married, so you're not mitzi because of a koyel. But what happened was that husband died. Now she wants to get married to another koyel, and she can't, because that koyel is enough to make her into a grusha. And what does teitzit mean? Teitzit misheni. That's what it means. Teitzit from if the first husband dies, and she goes and marries a second koyel, then it'll be teitzit. My teitzit, now my teitzit misheni. Im kain, v'eit gemara, if you see what happens is, that you might see from the sheni, you want to say, oh, she was a grusha. She was a grusha even the first husband. And even came out, the mighty laz, al bottom sarisha. If you mighty laz, the bottom sarisha, that they're halalim, because he was married to a grusha. Zach the Gemara, kivin the sheni hud mafkin la, rishla mafkin la. Since everyone sees, they dafka might see from the second one, from this rumor, not from the first one. Also, the man, Mesonach and Misa Gersha. We even want to believe the rumor. People will say it happened right before he died, because you see, you never might see because he died. So it must have happened. The rumor, this Gerusha must have happened right before the first one died. And therefore, all the children were born before she was a Gerusha. And therefore, there won't be mighty lies that the children are halalim. Omar Rab Bacharam Abiechonom, Shim Rab Yudav Aralai, Bore E Shaloika Darius Hashem Darius Acharinim. Come and see how the earlier Darius are much more makbid than the Darius Acharinim. Darius Arashainim. Abishamai. Darius Rishonim is, for example, Abishamai. Darius Rishonim Rab Daisa. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. See, we're saying, look, in the old Darius, Abishamai sells Darius. There was a Abishamai even that said that if someone even writes a get, it's enough to be a Reach a get. That's how makbid they were on Yuchsin. Mashainkin, later Darius, they were much more makel. That's what we're contrasting. It's a new Gemara. It's contrasting the Dur of Bisham Vesil to the Dur later Durs. In the Durs Bisham Vesil, we had someone Bisham who was makbid, even out to writing a get already, Reach a get already, is a problem of you shouldn't stay married. Mashiach and Durs Achreinim were different. Rab Daisa, the Tanya, Lunter Abraisa, Shavuya Echelas Bechumad Rab Daisa. Rab Daisa was very makel with Gavi Shavuya. Shavuya means that Isha who was captured, so. Let's say she's Aisha's kain, she was captured. So we worry that the Shavuyim, the captors, were ma'anis her. If they were ma'anis her, then she becomes also to her husband. So the halacha, and she can't eat chum anymore. So the halacha is, according to the Tanakhama, that a Shavuya were choshed that he was mezana with her, ma'anis her, and therefore the halacha is that they can't be married anymore. Mashainka Rab Daisa argued and said, Shavuya could be a chelas b'chuma. She could stay married and eat chuma. Divi Rab Daisa. Om Rab Daisa, Rab Daisa brings a riot to his shita. He says, V'chima asala Arabi Zeh. What does Arab do to her already? V'shemiach la bein dadeh, apostle makuna? Because he touched her bein dadeh, between her dad and Mez apostle? No. We're not choshes to anything, any bia happened here. He just sachakim ala Rashi. She sachakim ala Chashin Hashem ala. And therefore, he was Mekel. And like Tais speaks out, the Rabbi is a Rabusa Nakdeh. The fellow Arabayim shutu mezima. Because it says, Yud Kavim Znus, Yard Oilim, Test Naklu Arabayim. Still like a lemeches. So Rab Daisa, you see how the later Darius, Rab Daisa, he was much more makel in Yuchsin that he held even a Shavuya, which is a big chash, still we will makel. Another example of how the Darius Rishonim were more medactic in Halacha than us. Bara A, Shaloik Darius HaRishonim, Darius HaRishonim. Look how the Darius HaRishonim are different than Darius HaRishonim. Darius HaRishonim, Machnisim, Peirusayim derech tracks among derech chayiv meiser. The halacha is that in order to be chayiv meiser, even if you eat it derech arai, is only if the peirus are brought in through the front door. Because that's part of the gemar, the finishing of the peirus. But if you bring it through the roof, which is a backwards way of bringing it in, learned that from psukim, that's not chayiv in meiser unless you eat it achilas kva, and that's the only midrabanim. But the rishis are not chayiv meiser until it comes through the front door. So if you bring it through the roof, you put the mice. But actually, midrabanan, once you eat a lot of it, that alone is a kavias, and then you'll be chayiv mice. So in the Darius Rishonim, they always brought it through the front door. They want to be chayiv mice right away. Darius Rishonim, Achisim Berisayim, Derech Traks, Mangit Chayiv mice. Dairus Achrayim, later Dairus, Nachnisim Perisayim Dairus Gagois, if Dairus Kafifas, bring through the roof, and through the Kafifas are like the backyards. Gedele Poitra Menemaisa, in order that she potter Menemaisa. Don't Rabbi Yana, Eina Tevel Meschaiva Meisa, Tevel's not Chaiva Meisa, Achi Yiroa Pnei Abais, so sees the front of the house. She never says in the Pasuk, Ba'arti Akkadish Men Abais. So we see that the comes in through the bias, has shaykhis to the bias, that's the drosha of Darshan, Ba'arti Akkadish Men Abais, that the drosha is that until you bring it derech of Pesach Abayis, the going in and going out, which is the front of the bayis, you're not chayiv. That's one drasha. Rabbi Yechon have a different drasha. Rabbi says, "Afilu chotzer kavah." Shnema avokul b'sharecha v'seveyu. Yidu b'sharecha. You bring it through the front entrance, front courtyard. That also be chayiv ma'aser. But in either case, we see only chayiv ma'aser when you go in through the front door. So Darius was showing him brought through the front door. Darius Achrayim were trying to get away with this, and they want to be able to eat it aray, which means eat temporarily without being chayiv ma'aser. So they used to bring it through the roof or through kafifos, and that is considered a taina on them that they weren't so medactic in mitzvahs.